Greetings from the National Library of Medicine and MedlineBlast.gov. Regards to all our listeners, I'm Rob Logan, PhD, Senior Staff, U.S. National Library of Medicine, substituting this week for Donald Lindberg, MD, the Director of the National Library of Medicine. Here's what's new this week in Medline Plus. Educational efforts to prevent Connecticut seniors from serious injuries caused by falls resulted in a significant reduction that continued even beyond a study's intervention period, report some findings recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study compared results around Hartford, where physicians and healthcare providers received training to help patients prevent falls, with a region in southern Connecticut where no training occurred. The study's 9 authors reported a 9% decline in the rate of serious fall-related injuries in Hartford compared to the other region. Interestingly, the success lasted well past the original intervention, which occurred between fall 2001 and 2004. The study found that in 2007, 3 years after the intervention, the rate of serious fall-related injuries remained significantly less in the greater Hartford area. The use of medical services to prevent falls also was significantly higher in the Hartford area, or where the study's intervention occurred. The incidence of fall-related injuries and use of medical services before, during, and after the study were measured through the Connecticut Health Information Management Database, which is maintained by the Connecticut Hospital Association. The definition of serious fall-related injuries was not provided in the report, but was based on the Connecticut Health Information Management's standard measures. The authors note that falls account for 10% of emergency room visits and 6% of hospitalizations for persons after age 65. Falls also are a trigger for nursing home placement, restricted activities, and sometimes suggest functional decline among American seniors, the authors report. The American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons website adds that 11 million seniors fall each year. That's one of every 3 persons older than age 65. The treatment for injuries and complications associated with falls cost about $20.2 billion in the U.S. every year. We will add more about the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons fall prevention website in a moment. The study's intervention was somewhat unusual because it was targeted mostly for physicians, nurses, and other providers who work with seniors in home care, outpatient rehabilitation, and senior centers in the greater Hartford area. Physicians and providers received numerous visits to clinics as well as working group sessions during the intervention visit. For example, the intervention team made 69 visits to senior centers and 194 visits to rehabilitation clinics. The training included management of visual and foot problems, hazard reductions in homes, and promoting better balance, gait, and strength training. Participating physicians were encouraged to incorporate assessment, treatments, and referrals into their practice. The study also included a component where information about the importance of preventing falls was promoted on local television, radio, and newspapers, as well as through brochures, websites, and advertising and buses. Opinion leaders were enlisted to influence colleagues. The researchers also were careful to limit the confounding variables that disassociate the study's success from the intervention. As a result, the study's implication is some training and prevention, accompanied by reminders about the cost and problems associated with falls, may reduce their occurrence. The authors do not discuss the degree the training provided in the study is scalable or easily useful in other areas in the future. While MedlinePlus.gov does not offer model provider training, the Falls Health topic page provides considerable practical advice to help seniors. For example, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons website advises seniors to watch their overall health. Tips here include annual physical and eye exams, maintain daily calcium and vitamin D, avoid excessive alcohol, and do not smoke. Exercise, especially in programs for seniors that address agility, strength, balance, and coordination. Dress with care, such as wear shoes with non-skid soles, replace loose slippers, use a long-handed shoehorn, avoid high heels, never walk in your stocking feet. Understand medications, especially their side effects. The website additionally provides an array of tips that one can use in their home to prevent falls. Among the site's many suggestions, in a bedroom, place a lamp, telephone, and a flashlight near a bed. Keep clutter off a bedroom floor. In the living room and den, arrange furniture so there is a clear path between rooms. Keep appliance and phone cords out of the walkways. In the kitchen, remove throw rugs. Use non-skid floor wax. Remove all food, liquid, or grease spills. On stairs and steps, put light switches at the top and bottom. Use solid colors on stairs, which shows the edges of steps more clearly. In the bathroom, place a slip-resistant rug next to the bathtub for easy exit and entry. Replace glass shower enclosures with non-shattering materials. The American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons' helpful website is in the prevention screening section of MedlinePlus.gov's Falls Health Topic page. The Falls Topic page includes the related issues section that provides information on footwear and falls and how to get up from a fall. It provides some of the latest research findings and information written specifically to help children and seniors. The latter includes a website on the benefits of Tai Chi to help seniors lose their fear of falling. To find the Falls Health Topic page, type Falls in the search box on MedlinePlus.gov's homepage, then click on Falls National Library of Medicine. Before I go, this reminder, MedlinePlus.gov is authoritative. It's free. We do not accept advertising, and it is written to help you. To find MedlinePlus.gov, just type in MedlinePlus.gov in any web browser such as Firefox, Safari, Netscape, or Explorer. We encourage you to use Medline Plus and please recommend it to your friends. Medline Plus is available in English and Spanish. Some medical information is available in 43 other languages. Your comments about this or any of our podcasts are always welcome. We welcome suggestions about future topics, too. Please email Dr. Lindberg anytime at nlmdirector@nlm.nih.gov. That's nlmdirector, one word, at nlm.nih.gov. A written transcript of recent podcasts is available. Just click on the Director's Comments link on Medline Plus's homepage. The National Library of Medicine is one of 27 institutes and centers within the National Institutes of Health. The National Institutes of Health is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disclaimer, the information presented in this program should not replace the medical advice of your physician. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any disease without first consulting with your physician or other healthcare provider. It was nice to be with you. Please stop by next week.